Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. In the fall of 1917, World War I dominated the headlines. The U.S. had joined the Allied cause only months before. Boys from Butte were joining up. A story in the Butte Miner reads, "Although some of the men that arrived at Camp Lewis early this morning from Butte were in an intoxicated condition and bore signs of fighting, still, the opinion of all the commanders who viewed the men was the same. When rounded into shape and fully disciplined, the Butte men would make some of the best fighting soldiers in the National Army. On the whole, the Montana men have better physiques than any of the draft men so far to arrive." It wasn't all liquor and fisticuffs for the new soldiers, as this story, containing a now questionable word, attests. Acting for the Rotary Club, a committee yesterday took a quantity of tobacco, pipes, cigars, cigarettes, and magazines to the camp of the soldier boys stationed at Anaconda. They didn't take a niggardly quantity either. It was a good big lot. That century-old use of one word sent a reporter to the Oxford Dictionary, where it reads, "The word niggardly has no connection with the highly offensive term, but because of the similarity of sound and its negativity meaning mean or ungenerous, many people are uncomfortable with using it for fear of causing offense. In the U.S., it's now widely avoided." Classified ads of the day reflected the impact the exodus of soldiers was having on our town. There just weren't enough boys to go around. One special dispatch reads, "A local railroad company is having difficulty in filling many positions with men and boys. Consequently, the force of women employed as engine wipers in the shop and roundhouse were being augmented in the employment of the gentler sex as callers, messengers, and even car cleaners." Telegraph companies were taking similar measures. "The Postal, Western Union, and other messenger companies in Butte were notified through the sheriff's office yesterday that in accordance with state and federal laws, no boys will be permitted to be employed under the age of 16 years. Officials of the telegraph company said that there is such a shortage of labor that it will be impossible to secure boy messengers and that as a result, it is probable girls will have to be employed. One of the telegraph companies has already made arrangements to engage a feminine force. If you ring for a messenger and are confronted with a charming maiden of tender years, do not be surprised." Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.